Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, two people have been hospitalised following a crash at Barnesmore Gap earlier today. FinHarps has condemned what it says is a recent increase in violence towards non-nationals. A Donegal woman who lost her sister in a hit-and-run believes highlighting the stark reality of dangerous driving could be more beneficial than harsher prison sentences. And the Banking and Insurance Defective Block Focus Group says the government needs to revisit its proposed 0% working capital solution. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have all the latest in sport coming up with Oisin Kelly at about 5:15. First news this evening. Two people have been hospitalised following a crash at Barnesmore Gap earlier today. The collision involving two cars and a van occurred at around 1 o'clock between Ballybuffet and Donegal Town. Gardaí have described the injury sustained as non-life threatening. The road was closed for a period earlier but has since reopened. Donald Trump says he won't do business with Vladimir Putin until the Ukraine war is over. The Russian and US presidents will discuss a ceasefire deal this evening at a meeting in Alaska. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has not been invited to the discussions. Speaking on Air Force One, US President Trump was asked about Russia's continuing attacks.
He's trying to set a stage. I mean, in his mind, that helps him make a better deal. It actually hurts him if they could continue the killing. But he thinks that gives him strength in negotiating. I think it hurts him, but I'll be talking to him about it later.
FinHarps has condemned what it says is a recent increase in violence towards non-nationals. In a statement, the club says it was founded by cross-community representatives and from the very first day, people from all walks of life have been welcome. The recent increase in crimes committed against people because of their faith or country of origin, FinHarps says, is not who Donegal people are. Such acts, the club says, do not reflect the values of respect, kindness and solidarity that define the county. That full statement is available on our website highlandradio.com. A Donegal woman who lost her sister in a hit and run believes highlighting the stark reality of dangerous driving could be more beneficial than harsher prison sentences. This week, singer Ronan Keating called for tougher sentences after the man responsible for his brother's death in County Mayo received a suspended sentence. However, Donegal Mart manager Emer McGuinness told today's 9 till noon show that she doesn't believe harsher sentences for people who cause death through dangerous driving will lessen the number of fatalities on Irish roads. She says an alternative approach is needed.
His family did approach my parents. He was doing his time to see would they write a letter or maybe help get him out. My parents, they did not object. I suppose it depends. Like, he was so sorry for what he did. He was young. I often think it depends on the circumstances. You know, it's not going to bring them back. Is it going to stop young ones going out and speeding? I don't think so. The length of the sentence, I think more talk and more advertisement of the effects it can have on families is possibly the way to stop it happening. I don't know. Yeah, I'm caught up on that one.
Yeah, so I suppose it comes down to can we make a direct correlation between tougher sentencing and less of these instances?
I don't, you know, I don't think so. I really do believe that them horrible advertisements that we see on the television, they do sit in. There should probably be more and more than when you're driving in the car. They should be on the radio frequently to remind you. I don't know if the sentencing is going to lessen our deaths on the road, but I do understand more than most that, like, when you lose somebody. But I don't know if that bitterness of putting them away for 10 years is going to make me feel any better about it.
The Banking and Insurance Defective Block Focus Group says the government needs to revisit its proposed 0% working capital solution. The proposal was previously turned down by government on the basis that the payment process was being streamlined. However, homeowners are still waiting up to 12 weeks for payments under the Defective Concrete Block Grant Scheme. Volunteer with the Banking and Insurance Defective Block Focus Group and an affected homeowner, Seamus Devaney, says if the government won't accept the group's proposal, then it's time the insured payments were issued in a timely manner.
I think that it's kind of embarrassing. It's an embarrassing situation for the government when the banks have said that they would step in and create a capital, working capital fund for homeowners to work with the scheme, and the government saying that it's not necessary, and yet it's clearly necessary when the government can't keep up with the drawdowns. So there are two things here. Turn around now and accept the BPFI and the bank's offer of the slush fund or the working capital fund. It's not as if this money's coming from nowhere that's not guaranteed. The banks know that. Or set up the scheme in such a way that it pays out in a timely fashion, and also that it pays out in advance, so that, say, for example, if there's a timber frame construction and they need 50% up front, that invoice will carry some weight and be processable by the grant authority. Windows, for example, that all needs to be paid for up front. So by doing that, having that 12 weeks behind is clearly impossible. And by doing that, they would enable people to access what is a deeply flawed scheme, but at least they'd allow more people to access it.
The Fine Gael Executive Council will meet in the coming days to discuss its options for a presidential nominee. It follows Mairead McGuinness's shock decision to withdraw from the race last evening on health grounds. The party's Director of Elections, Agricultural Minister Martin Hayden, says the party will be meeting to discuss the next steps. On today's 9 till noon show, former Fine Gael Senator Catherine Noone suggested former Taoiseach Enda Kenny might be a very good option.
It strikes me that people have really underestimated Enda Kenny over the years when you think of what was achieved in that difficult time, you know, bearing in mind that I suppose I come at it looking through a different prism to other people. But, you know, he is really well liked internationally. Like, that never ceased to amaze me, that Ryan's people have really not forgotten Enda Kenny. The Americans loved him, you know, and I think people have a quiet respect for him.
Meanwhile, Sinn Féin will make a decision on the presidential election in the coming weeks, according to one of its TDs. Darren O'Rourke says the party's Art Corley has met with members and is still deciding whether to nominate a candidate or endorse an external person. Independent Catherine Connolly is now the only nominated contender. Deputy O'Rourke says Sinn Féin will make a decision soon.
We've had branch meetings, we've had consultations, and we've reported back to the Ard Corla. They've met and discussed, and they're going to report in the next number of weeks. So I would say early, mid-September, that we'll have an indication of, you know, recommendation from the Ard Corla to stand a candidate of our own, maybe identifying that candidate.
The government is promising more direct engagement with the fishing industry to explore the potential for growth. Taoiseach Simon Harris made the commitment while in Killybegs this week for a series of meetings. He said more can be done at an EU level, and that's something he wants to pursue. The Taoiseach, whose ministerial brief includes international trade, says he learned a lot from his visit to Donegal.
I was very grateful to have the opportunity to come to Killybegs and meet directly with fishing representative organisations, to talk with them, talk with the processing plants, talk with fishermen directly about the huge potential that there is in Killybegs. I learned a lot by listening directly to the fishing representative groups in Donegal. I've committed now to having structured regular engagement with them, and also to seeing what more we can do to increase our presence in Brussels. I believe we need more people working for Ireland on fisheries in Brussels, putting forward the case for the Irish fishing industry and for ports like Killybegs.
The Taoiseach was accompanied by Senator Manus Boyle, who says the commitment to have more officials based in Brussels is a significant one. He believes Simon Harris learned more during the visit to Killybegs than he would ever learn during briefings in his office.
It was good of him to come down and come to the constituency. There were other things that was addressed too, but as he said himself, you learn more outside the office for an hour than you do in the office all day. And I think he learned firsthand the frustrations that we have in Killybegs about the fishing industry. And you know, it was a very good meeting, and with all the fishery representatives there and boat owners, you know, it opened his eyes to really what's going on and what we need to do.
Now, obviously, discussions about quotas and restrictions have long been a feature of life in Killybegs and beyond. From the point of view of his commitment to get more people into Europe, do you believe that if he manages to get more people into Europe representing fishers, that maybe we may make some progress on those issues that have been blockages to actual fishing taking place?
Oh, definitely. I mean, to be honest, I was only out there once in September for 2 days, and I could see exactly what's going on. All the other countries, seven representatives, we have two out there. You know, we learn more from other countries what's going on than we do from our own people out there. So that whole thing has to change. We have to be at the races the same as everybody else, and we have to have the same information. I mean, our POs is getting information of different countries, Sweden and France, before we get it, you know. So we're totally away behind there. So it's one of the things that needs to be addressed.
A Foyle MLA has called for the removal of offensive items from bonfires in Derry before they are lit this evening. Mark H. Durkin says the appearance of a large number of flags on the bog site and Craigan bonfires is disappointing. He says bonfires are far from a celebration of culture, but are turning into nothing more than an opportunity to poke the other community in the eye. Donegal County Council is appealing to motorists to park responsibly when visiting Struve and Greencastle this weekend. With the good weather set to continue over the coming days and the regatta taking place, a high volume of people are expected to travel to the area. The council says it is working towards a longer-term solution to also address parking issues on approach to the beach. Tom Douglas has more.
In recent weeks, a number of local link services had to be suspended as vehicles parked haphazardly on the approach to Struve Beach had blocked access. The providers repeatedly called for action to address the parking issues. Donegal County Council has confirmed that its roads office has been made aware of the vehicles causing an obstruction. The council is appealing to visitors to park responsibly to ensure the public roads R241 and L1471 remain clear for public transport and emergency vehicles this weekend. It says assistance from Gardaí has been requested to maintain safe and unobstructed access. In a statement, the local authority says its intention is to introduce double yellow lines at key pinch points along the L1471, subject to Garda approval.
Meanwhile, Gardaí say they will be adopting a zero-tolerance approach to parking as Summer Sessions 2025 kicks off in Letterkenny this evening. They have been working closely with event organisers to ensure attendees have a safe and enjoyable experience. People are asked not to park on the N56, Ballyrean to Knocknamona roundabout, the Gortley Road, the Kiltoy Road or in any other area which may cause disruption to local residents. Gardaí are also appealing to motorists to not park in an illegal manner and to ensure that access for emergency services is not blocked. A status orange fire danger notice has been issued for Donegal. Donegal County Council is appealing to landowners and members of the public to exercise caution and to take all necessary measures to prevent the occurrence of wildfires and to not engage in activities that could cause such fires. The notice is valid until midday on Monday.
Highland Sports is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny. Find the perfect running shoe for peak performance at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Time now for all the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with cross-channel football. In England, the new Premier League season kicks off with Liverpool hoping to begin their title defence with victory at home to Bournemouth at Anfield. There's an 8 o'clock start there. Liverpool boss Arne Slot says they've a tricky start to the campaign.
We've lost many starters and we tried to bring in, and not try, we've brought in very good and talented players again as well. And the challenge is always not only yourself but also the teams you face. Now we're starting with Bournemouth, which was last season probably the most intense team in the league. And then afterwards is Newcastle and Arsenal.
Up in Scotland, Celtic boss Brendan Rodgers has vowed to play a strong team against Falkirk this evening. The Hoops begin their bid for a third straight Scottish League Cup crown by welcoming John McGlynn's team to Parkhead for their second round tie. The FAI Cup takes centre stage this evening with action in round three. Van Harps take on Bray Wanderers, a side with whom they drew 2-2 in Ballybuffet just a couple of weeks ago. At stake is a place in the quarterfinals. Former Harps manager Anthony Gorman feels that Bray are a formidable opposition, but Harps' new signings have given the Donegal side a lift.
Bray are a quality first division team. You know, they're sitting in third in the league, you know, just 5 points behind Cove. And, you know, Bray traditionally are a strong club in the first division. And, you know, Harps haven't been 2-0 up. It will be disappointing for them, but it's a wee lesson for them as well going into this game that, you know, don't be looking at the clock. Even though you're 2-0 up, they're still, you play until the 90th or 95th minute. And Van Harps found that to their cost against Bray last weekend when I think it was the 96th minute when Bray got their equaliser. So, but again, they'll be positive going into the game because they've actually played quite well against Bray this year. And as I said, the new signings have given everyone around the club a bit of a lift.
All the cup ties tonight start at 7:45, and we will, of course, have live updates from that Harps game with Dermot Doherty here on Highland Radio. Elsewhere, two all Premier Division ties headline this evening's games in the FAI Cup. Bohemians welcome Sligo Rovers to Dalymount Park. Rovers have drafted in defensive reinforcements ahead of that game. Fullback Enwin Abaje is heading to the showgrounds on a short-term deal and could be available tonight. That's subject to international clearance. Well, there's a Munster derby at Turner's Cross between Cork City and Waterford. Eamon DC Park plays host to the All-Galway encounter between Salthill Devon and Galway United. Derry City are not in action until tomorrow when they face Drogheda United. In motorsport, it's day one of the Ulster Rally. Callum Devine and Noel Sullivan are looking to take the Tarmac Championship title this weekend, where a victor in the Ulster would secure a second title with one round to go. The leading cars have completed two stages of the event. Devine and O'Sullivan are leading the way at the head of the field by just over 5 seconds in their Skoda from Donegal's Declan Boyle and Patrick Walsh in a similar car. Oisín Price in the Hyundai is sitting in third position. Darren Gass's Volkswagen is fourth. Kevin Eaves and Chris Melly are rounding up the top five. And just outside of that, Matthew Boyd and Gary Byrne in the Fiesta are sixth overall and currently some 41 seconds off the pace of Devine as they head to the next stage to end the first loop. Michael Boyle, unfortunately, stopped on special stage two, and he seems to be out of the event. In Australia, Mavill's Niamh McLaughlin will captain the Gold Coast Suns in their AFLW opener with the West Coast Eagles tonight. The former Donegal GA captain will be the first player from Ireland, male or female, to captain an Aussie Rules side. Two other former Donegal players, and Amy Boyle Carr and Tanya Kennedy, will also be in action this weekend for the Adelaide Crows and the Sydney Swans. In Gaelic games here in Donegal, there is more football action this weekend with the second series of games in the Michael Murphy Sports Donegal Club Championships. Our feature games on Sunday afternoon are in the Senior Championship with St Michael's against Glenswally at the Donegal GA Centre at 2:30. And then from 4, we'll have live commentary from Terman's hosting of Four Masters. Finally, in golf, Rory McIlroy and Shane Lowry will both be aiming to make up ground on day 2 of the BMW Championship. They're both back out from level par later at the second tournament of this year's FedEx Cup playoffs on the PGA Tour. Robert McIntyre now has a 5-shot lead at the top. He's birdied the first to move up onto 10 under par, currently 10 shots ahead of McIlroy and Lowry. And that's your sport for the moment. Don't forget, we will have updates from Harps against Bray in the Cup tonight from 7:45. Michaela.
Thanks, Oisín. And for weather now, dry and sunny this evening with some scattered cloud. Tonight will be dry with clear spells and a few patches of mist or fog developing overnight. Lowest temperatures of 10 to 14 degrees. The closing headlines this evening. Two people have been hospitalised following a crash at Barnesmore Gap earlier today. The collision involving two cars and a van occurred at around 1 p.m. between Ballybofey and Donegal Town. Finn Harps has condemned what it says is a recent increase in violence towards non-nationals. In a statement, the club says it was founded by cross-community representatives and from the very first day, people from all walks of life have been welcome. A Donegal woman who lost her sister in a hit and run believes highlighting the stark reality of dangerous driving could be more beneficial than harsher prison sentences. This week, singer Ronan Keating called for tougher sentences after the man responsible for his brother's death in County Mayo received a suspended sentence. And the Banking and Insurance Defective Block Focus Group says the government needs to revisit its proposed 0% working capital solution. The proposal was previously turned down by government on the basis that the payment process was being streamlined. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. You can listen back to podcasts of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. Good evening. The obituary notice is for this Friday evening, August the 15th. The death has taken place of Kathleen Hurl, formerly of Tullnarie, Carndonagh. Kathleen's remains will repose at Kelly's funeral home at Station Road, Carndonagh, this evening from 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock and tomorrow. Funeral from there on Sunday morning at 22:11 to the Sacred Heart Church, Carndonagh, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Requiem Mass can be viewed live on carndonaghparish.com. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Beech Hill Manor Nursing Home, care of any family member or Kelly's funeral directors. The death has taken place of Kay Crampsey, née Doherty, late of 1 Fleming Way, Strabane, and formerly of Lifford, reposing at her daughter Geraldine McGarrigle's home, 4 Laurel Drive, Strabane, from 6 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there on Sunday morning at 10 to 10 for Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount, at 10:30. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock and on the morning of the funeral. The Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has taken place of Peter Campbell, Silver Hill, Glenties. Peter is reposing at his home this evening and from 12 noon tomorrow, with rosary nightly at 9 o'clock and family time from after the rosary and on the morning of the funeral. Requiem Mass at 1:30 on Sunday afternoon in the Church of the Holy Family, Eden Infa, with burial afterwards in the local cemetery. A shuttle bus will be in operation from the car park at Eden Infa Church for the duration of the wake. The death has taken place of Veronica Behan, née McDarby, Gortna Brad, Carrie Gart, and formerly of London, Ontario and Chantala Road, Whitehall, Dublin. Her remains will leave the Chapel of Rest, Letterkenny, at 7 o'clock this evening, going to the Church of St John the Baptist, Carrie Gart, to repose overnight. Funeral Mass at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. Her remains will arrive at Frank Jennings Undertaker, Greendale Road, Foxfield, Dublin 5, for repose on Tuesday afternoon from 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock. Funeral Mass at the Church of the Holy Child, Whitehall, on Wednesday morning at 11 o'clock. The death has taken place of Tony McLaughlin, Thomas, 7 Seaview Terrace, Glengad, Mallin. Tony's remains will leave Eamon McLaughlin's funeral home at Station Road, Carndonagh, this evening at 6 o'clock, going to his home. Funeral from there on Monday morning at 10:15 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Lag, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Family time from 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Friends of Inishowen Hospice, care of any family member or Eamon McLaughlin funeral director. The death has taken place in London, UK, of Christopher McGee, Ardsbeg, Gortahork. Christopher's remains are reposing at the family home with rosary nightly at 8 o'clock. House private pleas to family and friends. Funeral Mass will take place in Chap Pubble Crease Ree, Gortahork, at 11 o'clock on Sunday morning, followed by interment in the adjacent cemetery. The funeral Mass can be viewed on Kieran Rorty, funeral director's Facebook page and on the church webcam. The death has taken place of Patrick Michael Gallen, Main Street, Clonmany. His remains will repose at his home until 10 o'clock tonight and tomorrow from 12 midday until 10 o'clock. Funeral from there on Sunday afternoon at 2:15, going to St Mary's Church, Clonmany, for Requiem Mass at 2:30, with burial afterwards in the new cemetery. House private, please, on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Friends of the Inishowen Hospice, care of any family member or Comscate funeral directors. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. The death has occurred in Edmonds, Seattle, USA, of Lillian Holmes, née Melly, formerly of the Hill, Killybegs. Requiem Mass to be held in St Mary of the Visitation Church, Killybegs, next Thursday, August the 21st at 7 o'clock. Mass will be streamed on mcn.live. The death has taken place of Margaret Crofton, née Gallagher, Maher Clohar Gidor. Her remains will repose at Rorty's Funeral Home, Derrybeg, this evening from 5:30 until 7:30. Removal afterwards to the Sacred Heart Church, Dunluce, to repose overnight. Funeral Mass tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock, with interment afterwards in Maher Gallan Cemetery. and the death has taken place of Michael Loughry, Drumhalla, Rathmullen, reposing at his home until 10 o'clock this evening. Requiem Mass tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock in St Catherine's Church, Ochterlin, with burial afterwards in Rathmullen Cemetery. A shuttle bus will be provided from the car park at St Catherine's Church, Ochterlin, for those attending the wake. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.